You know, Jim, I heard that AI agents can be annoying sometimes.
Can't talk right now, Sam. I've gone into compaction mode. By the way, this counts for your token spend.
Hey, finish up and let's roll the intro. Hello, everyone. I'm Sam and welcome to The Gradient Descent.
And I'm Jim. Welcome to the show.
Today, a huge talent is leaving Google's DeepMind and crossing the lines to work for a competitor.
And Amazon wants in into the AI chip game. Big changes all over, Sam. We are getting into it right now.
It's Sunday, June 21st, and our first story is a big one.
The AI talent war just hit a new level.
John Jumper is leaving Google DeepMind to join Anthropic.
This is huge. Jumper shared the 2024 Nobel Prize in Chemistry.
He is the primary brain behind the AlphaFold model.
Exactly. Anthropic just poached a Nobel laureate from Google's Crown Jewel Lab.
It follows Noam Shazir leaving DeepMind for OpenAI this week, too.
The top labs are basically playing professional sports trades now.
Moving on to the market share, and this is a first.
ChatGPT's market share has slipped below 50% for the first time.
It fell to 46.4% by May.
Google's Gemini is at 27.7%, and Claude is at 10.3%.
Users are switching between assistants more often now.
And Claude is actually leading in subscription conversion rates at 13%.
It shows that the first mover advantage for OpenAI is finally wearing off.
Exactly. The moat is shrinking.
Okay, this next one is a bit of a shock to the system.
Weibo released a tiny model called VibeThinker 3DB.
It only has 3 billion parameters.
But it matches or even exceeds the reasoning of frontier models 100 times its size.
The research community is in a bit of a panic.
It reignites the whole debate about whether our benchmarks are even valid anymore.
If a 3B model can do this, we might be over-engineering the giants.
100%. Efficiency is the new frontier.
Let's talk about the risks, and Satya Nadella is sounding the alarm.
Microsoft's CEO warns that AI could hollow out entire industries.
He says frontier models risk absorbing expert knowledge and commoditizing it.
He compared it to the damage globalization did to manufacturing.
Essentially, businesses could lose their competitive moats entirely.
It is a sobering thought coming from the man selling the tools.
And some countries are already taking a hard line. Norway just imposed a near ban on AI in elementary schools.
Kids aged 6 to 13 should generally not use it at all.
Only those 17 to 19 are encouraged to learn appropriate use.
It is one of the strictest national policies we have seen.
Finally, we have a new challenger for the chip crown.
Amazon wants to sell its Trainium AI chips to third-party data centers.
This could be a $50 billion business.
AWS CEO Andy Jassy says capacity is selling out faster than they can make them.
This is a direct shot at Nvidia's dominance.
If Amazon opens the floodgates, the chip monopoly starts to crack.
That's the headlines, all right? Let's see what the community's been up to.
The local llama subreddit has been absolutely buzzing.
First up, the June mega thread on local agents.
People are comparing Pi, OpenCode, Hermes, and CLIO.
Some users are running QN 3.627B on 4 RTX 3090s.
The consensus is that prompt reprocessing and KV caching are still the main bottlenecks.
Right. And speaking of performance, the Versal CEO was almost shocked by GLM 5.2.
Guillermo Rau praised its coding abilities on X.
It has sparked a huge debate on whether it is viable for local workflows.
But there is a catch. Some say the token cost for GLM 5.2 is wildly inefficient.
Even if it beats Gemini and GPT 5.4 on the deep SWE benchmark, the price is a pain.
Which leads to a bigger question. What happens when the VC subsidies for cloud subscriptions stop?
Exactly. One post pointed out that a $200 Anthropic sub gives $8,000 in API calls.
It is a ticking time bomb. Local models are the only real hedge against price hikes.
Next up, some incredible creative breakthroughs.
A solo researcher trained a 0.5B transformer that turns any image into a playable game.
It runs locally on a single RTX 5090 at 60 frames per second.
That is just mind-blowing.
And for video, the Scale 2 model is now running on an RTX 5060 Ti with 16 gigabytes of VRAM.
Local video generation is becoming accessible to everyone, not just the high-end rig owners.
LTX Director 2.0 also got a complete overhaul.
It brings full AI video editing and audio inpainting to comfy UI.
It's open source and competing with the paid platforms now.
And we cannot forget Shadows of Tomorrow,
a post-nuclear RPG built in Godot and hosted on Hugging Face Spaces.
Playable in-browser with no install. It is a great showcase for the tech.
Moving on to some drama in the model world.
The consensus is that Quinn has abandoned open source releases.
The 3.7 line remains fully closed source.
Then there is the Ideogram 4 controversy.
Their licensing terms block lewd model training on Civit AI.
The community is split between those defending the licensing and those who hate the gatekeeping.
And OpenAI is causing some pain with the GPT Image 1 deprecation.
Game developers are reporting broken visual identities because there is no backward compatibility with Image 2.
Let's dive into the technical edge.
Noema Atlas just launched a peer-to-peer network for model weights.
It uses Blake 3 hashes and Quick to make sure models cannot be deleted from the internet.
It is essentially a torrent system for AI weights.
Then we have Gemma 4. The QAT variant responds much better to KV cache quantization.
That could make the 26B model viable for long context on consumer hardware.
SupraLabs also released an any-to-any multimodal transformer.
It treats text, image, and video as a single token stream. No separate vision encoder needed.
And for speech, Inflect Nano V1 is a TTS model under 5 million parameters.
It generates 24 kilohertz speech and runs locally via PyTorch.
Lastly, MSA Lab released Perception DLM.
It describes multiple image regions in one denoising process instead of sequential passes.
That is a 3.4x speed up for dense captioning. Let's look at how agents are actually working in the wild.
A developer put a Claude agent in charge of a 7-location sushi chain's ordering system.
It handles intake but cannot touch payments or inventory.
It is a perfect example of setting boundaries for autonomy.
Researchers also introduced Lectura agents for personalized learning.
They use a TASA algorithm to align speech with visual teaching actions.
And OpenAI shipped a record and replay feature for Codex.
It lets developers capture and replay agent interactions for easier debugging.
To wrap up the community, some interesting tools and research.
Allen AI released Momo Motion for predicting future movement in video.
It is great for real-time control loops on local hardware.
Then there is the VizDrone Model Zoo for aerial detection.
It's a collection of YOLO variants for drones and robotics.
AG Bawa released Shellcode Large, which is 640,000 shell script samples.
Perfect for pre-training DevOps automation models.
And we have DVD Jeppa, a fully reproducible open-source world model.
Finally, SupraLabs published an open letter on scaling predictions for small models.
They are arguing that these claims should be treated as hypotheses until we have benchmarks.
Okay, from the community to the labs, time for the research.
Let's see what the academics are cooking up.
First up in the papers, Ledger Agent.
It introduces a separate ledger for maintaining task states in tool calling agents.
This allows the agent to check policy constraints before it changes the environment.
It really improves success rates in customer service domains.
Then there is Scaffold Agent for deep research.
It uses a utility function to dynamically optimize research outlines.
The agent can restructure its approach as it finds more information.
And for teamwork, Multi-agent transactive memory.
It's a shared system where agents track who knows what.
It reduces redundant retrieval and mimics how human teams distribute memory.
Next, we have some deep dives into efficiency.
UltraQuant focuses on 4-bit KV caching for context-heavy agents.
On AMD GPUs, it cuts the time to first token by 3.47 times.
That is a massive boost for agents reusing long prefixes.
Then we have a paper on shrinkage bias in 4-bit pre-training.
They found a systematic rounding error in non-uniform formats.
They propose UFP4, a uniform recipe that reduces loss degradation.
It works across everything from small dense models to huge MOES.
Moving on to model internals.
The paper, How Transparent is Diffusion Gemma, is fascinating.
It shows that information in diffusion steps can be mapped through a token bottleneck.
They found things like non-chronological reasoning and token smearing.
And finally, a study on calibrated MOE under distribution shift.
They propose adversarial reweighting to penalize calibration errors.
It helps the model stay accurate even when the data changes. To wrap up the science empire with an N.
It's a harness for coding agents to improve robot policies in the real world.
The agents autonomously train policies for dexterous manipulation.
They hit 99% success on things like fastening zip ties.
Coding agents are finally getting their hands dirty. That is the show for today.
The most impactful story has to be John Jumper moving to Anthropic.
Absolutely. When Nobel laureates start jumping ship, the whole landscape shifts.
Let's keep an eye out for the AI market share in the coming weeks.
We will be watching. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
See you next time.